anyone who touches those fluids and then, you know, touches their eye or rubs their nose will become infected. And some of the numbers being tossed around, I heard you say 90% mortality rate. These are gross exaggerations, but it is a truly horrible disease. In only one outbreak did the death toll reach 90%. That was 1976. I was in the 1995 outbreak, which until now was the largest. The current one is more than three times larger. And the death toll was closer to 70%. But it's still, I mean, my goodness. You know, when you see an average flu in circulation and you think it's a bad flu, you're under 1% mortality rate, to put that in comparison.
And the response, the worldwide response to this outbreak, how do you assess how that has gone so far?
Outrageous. Outrageous. I've been stunned and flabbergasted since March when this was first reported from Guinea. And I concur completely with the statements made by Médecins Sans Frontières or Doctors Without Borders. They've consistently said, you know, we're the only ones out here. Help. Hello, everybody. There's an Ebola epidemic going on. Hello. It's spreading across a border. Oh, it spread another border. What are you all waiting for? I have a piece right now in Foreign Policy that begins, "World, you just don't get it." The scale of what we need to be doing versus what we are doing is, you know, log scale differential. All the healthcare workers are burned out. Let's put this in perspective. Excuse me. There's no water here. Put this in perspective. Before we had an epidemic, these three countries had three of the worst healthcare systems on the planet and the poorest people on the planet. And not one of those governments was spending more than $100 per capita annually on all forms of health, which in this country keeps a household stocked in aspirin and ibuprofen. And Liberia had about 200 physicians to service 4 million people. About half of those physicians were non-Liberians, foreigners. Ebola struck, a lot of those foreigners left town. They're down now to 50 physicians to deal with everything.